Hi, Pro Builders?
Yes, it is.
Great. I'm calling to speak to the person who handles the online listings for Pro Builders Construction. Usually the owner of the business. Is that you by any chance?
I guess, yeah. What's up?
Oh, perfect. My name is Sergio. I'm from Local Splash. We're actually looking at on your online listing. Are you still with Angie's List?
No, I'm not with Angie's List. I stopped using them. I had a dispute with a customer, and the customer put a nasty review on there, and they wouldn't take it off, even though it was Liza. And so I had a big dispute with them, and they terminated me. I'm actually going to court.
It wasn't fair.
No, it wasn't fair. And I'm going to small claims court now to try to, you know, really at the end of the day, you know, this person lied on their review. I proved that to Angie's List, and they still haven't taken off some of the review because the person said I wasn't licensed, bonded, or insured, and I am. And you can look it up. Anybody can look up Pro Builders Incorporation and see them, that I'm licensed, bonded, and insured.
That's right.
How can they allow them to put that on there and not remove that? So anyway, I don't use Angie's List anymore. I use Angie Ads, and it's a whole different setup, whole different program.
Yep. Angie's Ads, it's a different program, but you're no longer, like, purchasing leads from them just like you used before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Angie's Ads, that's the only advertising that you're using as of the moment?
Right now, at the moment, I am. I mean, I got all kinds of people trying to get me on board to do whatever, but I don't know. I'm just right now trying to not do anything at the moment because I want to resolve this stupid issue.
Yeah.
With this.
Let me tell you. I heard you and all of that, and that is not the first time that I've heard about Angie's List. And we're actually like calling you definitely because we want to save you in the position where you were at. And the reason why I ask, because we offer a service where leads would come to you and call you directly. You wouldn't need to pay for leads or worry about paying for leads that may not work out. Because an honest statement, not all of the leads that they're being sold to you are working out well, right?
Oh, tell me about it. I fought with them so many times over my lead, and they didn't want to credit me. And they wouldn't credit me back, even though I proved that
it wasn't a good lead.
That it was a lousy lead, and it wasn't even a good lead, and they still refused to credit me. So I thought, you know what, you guys just cursed them, so forget it.
Let me tell you what, a lot of customers have been telling us about it. I mean, tell me anything about Angie's List, we know it. And the reason why we're calling you right now, because we just had a position open up within our company today. Again, I'm from Local Splash. We're premier partners with Google, and we provide them data for the companies who wanted to be partners with us and to put them on the first page. And your company has a great reputation. We haven't seen any, you know, huge impact for the reviews. Some online presence, but it's just a bit hard for us to find you online. And that's why we're here. You see, when you do a search on Google, the map pops up with red dots, and then right below it, their business is listed. The geographical map.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar about? Yeah. That's a local map section. We provide a service that places companies there because we know that 90% of the revenue goes to those businesses. So for the position that we just had open up today, we're calling everybody in the area who does exactly what you do, but we're just looking for one. So once we find you and sign you up, we exclusively work for you. So we can't let anybody to be on your position aside from Pro Builders Construction. So every time that they search for any services that you provide, you pops up on the first page. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. How long did you been in the business?
I started this year, January, I believe I started.
January this year. Wow. I mean, you were, and then you had a bad experience with them. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and everything else, so all, if you look at my portfolio, all my reviews that I have are all 5-star reviews, except for
these
guys.
We see that. And we don't find it fair. If everyone in that comment section or in that review section providing you 5-star, it will be surprisingly shocking us if there's like one ruining it. So it means that there's something wrong about that guy, not about your company, and it shouldn't be taken against you. And we should be taking care of your name as you're, you know, partnered with that, and we'll be the one to help you, okay? With Angie's List, they can work things out with them, and what we can do here is to continue having your business growing and gaining revenue versus to what you're putting into, you know, into the business itself. It would still boils down to the revenue of your investment, right? The return of your investment and everything. But for pro builders, though, are you the sole owner or you have a partner?
No, I'm the sole owner. I have a lady that's a, she's a officer in the company, but she does my books and stuff. That's
gotcha. But you're the one who has the right to make my financial marketing decisions on behalf of the company today, right? Great. And I wasn't able to ask for your name. What was that again?
My name is John.
John, nice speaking with you today, sir. My name is Serge. You can call me Sergio. And do you already have a website for Pro Builders?
No, I don't have a website. Not
gotcha.
Yet.
We may be able to help you with that because we work on websites too. But how far can you travel for new clients?
Well, I'm actually don't want to go. I don't want to go past Skagit or Whatcom County because, you know, you go any farther than that, it's just too much. It's too far, you know. You know.
How many minute drive is that?
Huh?
How many like miles or like you know hours
like,
drive?
Like Skagit Valley, like you know, you're looking at a pretty big area for Skagit, and I live in Whatcom, so I'm trying to keep most of my work in Whatcom. But I would go to Skagit if I needed to. You know, it's an hour, depending on where you're going, half hour, 40 minutes to Mount Vernon. If there's anything in Skagit Valley past that, I'm not sure how far Skagit Valley goes, but I wouldn't want to go, like, too farther past that area from there up here.
Right.
You know,
just working locally, right? So are you doing residential and commercial?
Not commercial. I'm doing mostly residential, like, you know, building decks, remodels, flooring, stuff like that, painting.
Perfect. Yeah, that's amazing. So, for sure you can handle more business, correct?
Yeah, I could use some more business, yeah.
Yep, for sure. So, this year are definitely a great candidate for this. I knew it the first time that I talked to you, John. So, I just have a question for you. If you like what you hear and the price is fair, you would be willing to move forward with this one today, right?
Yeah, I guess if it depends on the price, that would be the big thing for me right now.
Yeah, for sure. Let me tell you this. We have a Labor Day special, and definitely we can help you with that. Let me just pull up the details on this listing and, you know, get you the pricing as well. And any questions you may have, I want them to be addressed, all right? One moment. And John, you still with me?
Hello?
Hello, John? Can you hear me fine?
Sorry, yeah.
No, that's all right. I have, for a better experience, I have Gail, one of our pricing directors, and she will be jumping on the line right now to assist you. Okay? Hold on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Serge.